那大约是在主前呢，1400年，摩西呢带领以色列人呢离开埃及进入旷野，在旷野漂流了38年。
Around 1400 BC, Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness, where they wandered for 38 years.
那除了迦勒和约书亚。 这两位年轻人进入了迦南地，其他的从埃及出来的第一代的以色列人呢，都死在了旷野。
Apart from Caleb and Joshua, the first generation of Israelites perished in the wilderness.
摩西在他死前呢，就把这个将要进入迦南地的第二代的以色列人呢，写了这个摩西五经。
Before Moses' death, he wrote these books for the second generation of Israelites who were about to enter the land of Canaan.
在摩西的时代啊，其实在中东的文化这个里边呢，已经有了几种关于创世的传说或者故事。During
the time of Moses, in the cultural world of Middle East, there were already several creation stories deeply rooted in people's hearts.
这些故事在人的心里面都根深蒂固，比方说，在米索伯大尼就有一个巴比伦的创世纪。For
instance, in the Mesopotamia, there is an Enuma Elish.
那在这个故事里边呢，就描写了，就有一个神叫马尔杜克，他如何成为巴比伦的至高神。So
in this era, it describes how the god Marduk became the supreme god of Babylon.
这个故事说到呢，在巴比伦那个地方呢，以前呢，这众神之间是有冲突的。The
story involves conflicts among the gods.
这个马尔杜克这个神呢，就战胜了女神，叫做提阿玛。With
Marduk triumphing over the goddess Tiamat.
所以他就被众神呢称为至高神。
And be elevated as the supreme god.
这个马尔杜克呢，这个神呢，就把提亚玛神的那个女神的这个身体呢，就撕成两半，那一半是天，一半是地。Marduk
divided Tiamat's body into two halves, creating the heavens and the earth.
并且呢，他整理这个天宿，就出现了许多的众星和月亮等光体。
And organize the celestial bodies like stars and moon.
那接着呢，就马尔杜克神呢，用女神提亚玛的那个助手的那个血做成了人，使人呢担当年轻神的工作。So
Marduk used the blood of the god Kigu, a helper of Tiamat, to create humans.
让这人呢来减轻神之间的冲突。
Assigning them the task of serving the younger, it creates the conflicts between people.
在迦南这个地方呢，还有一个故事呢，讲的这个巴利的故事。
In the land of Canaan, there's another creation myth called the bull cycle.
这个故事讲的，一开始呢，这个巴利神呢与海神争王位。It
begins with the tale of a bull contending for the throne against the sea god.
这个海神呢，想让巴利做他的奴隶。The
sea god seeks to make Baal his slave.
说这个巴利呢，就请了另一位神叫手工神做武器，给他来对抗海神。The
Baal seeks the craftsman god to forge weapons for him to confront the sea god.
这最后呢，就把这个海神给打败了。Ultimately,
Baal defeats the sea god.
后来呢，这个死神又起来与巴利争王权，巴利呢又打败了死神。So
later on, Death challenges Baal for kingship, and once again, Baal emerges victorious.
说这个时候呢，万物重新生长，出现一个新创造的一种景象。
So this results in a renewal of all things with a new creation unfolding.
就在中东那个地方呢，还有两三种的其他的创世传说，我就不说了。
There are a few more false gods. I'm not going to mention it.
在我们中国呢，也有这个创世的传说。我们说比较熟悉的是盘古开天。
So China also has a creation myth that explains the formation of universe, and we all know it's Pangu and yeah.
那还有别的传说，比方说阴阳二神经营天地万物，啊，漂浮夫妻治理洪水，那巨灵造山川出江河等等的。
So there's also like interaction of yin yang, cosmic forces. The story of Nuai and Fuxi controlling floods.
那中国的传世神话里边呢，还说到人类的起源，包括民族的由来。最出名的就是最典型的就是女娲造人。
So the Chinese myth also address the origin of humanity and the formation of ethnic groups.With the most notable being the myth of Nuwa creating humans.
说无论是中东的创世传说，还是中国的创世传说，传了一代又一代。
So across both Middle Eastern and Chinese creation myths, these stories have been passed down from generation to generation.
说这些传说呢，就拦阻了人去认识圣经里的神。
So these myths may present alternative perspectives on the origins of universe and humanity that prevent people from knowing God.
所以摩西写摩西五经的目的就是让以色列人知道哪一个神是真神。
The purpose of Moses writing the first five books of Bible was to guide the Israelites in understanding who the true God is.
所以说以色列人应当怎么样能够和这个真神交往。
And how they should relate to real God.
那不被迦南的这些创世传说或假神迷惑。
So that they will not be misled by the creation myths and false gods presented in the land of Canaan.
那只有这样的话，他们进到迦南地之后，才能在迦南地生存下去。
Only when they follow the true God, the Israelites were able to survive successfully in Canaan.
说对今天的你我来说，我们读摩西五经可以更深刻的来认识神。
For many believers today, reading the first five books of Bible is to understand our Lord deeper.
认识神的救赎和他的计划。
We understand His redemption and plan.
认识我们的救主耶稣基督。
Understand, the revelation of our Savior Jesus Christ.
所以如此才能够坚定我们的信心，不被世界的这个吸引或迷惑。
By doing so, it will strengthen our faith at resisting the allure and confusion of the world.
我们一起打开创世纪，第一章，我们一起来读，把这第一章读一下，
Let's read Genesis first, chapter one.
我读单数节，大家读双数节。我们从一章一节读到二章三节，这是一个。
So let's begin from chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 3.
好，创世纪第一章一节，起初神创造天地。神说要有光，就有了光。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。神说天下的水要聚在一处，使旱地露出来，事就这样成了。神说地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类，果子都包着核，事就这样成了。 有晚上有早晨是第三日。并要发光在天空，普照在地上，事就这样成了。就把这些光摆列在太空，普照在地上。有晚上，有早晨，是第四日。神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类，又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类，神看着是好的。有晚上，有早晨，是第五日。于是神造出野兽，各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上一切昆虫各从其类，神看着是好的。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神说：看哪，我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所有结有所结有核的果子，全赐给你们做食物。神看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。好，继续听。啊，天地万物都造齐了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。好，我们就读到这里。好，感谢主赐下他的话语。那这我们读的这段经文呢，就是从经文的结构上来说呢，它分为三部分。
The scriptures we just have readcan be divided into three parts.
这一章第一节呢，就是讲到了神创造了一个摘要，一个总结。
So the chapter one verse one summarized the God's creation.
然后呢，从二节到三十一节呢，讲到了神创造的这个过程。
From verse two to 31, describe the process of God's creation.
那二章的一节到三节呢，是讲到了神创造的目的。
And from chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, reveals the purpose of God's creation.
好，我们先来看神的创造。
Let's look at God's creation.
在一章一节说，起初神创造天地。
In chapter 1, verse 1 states, In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
那起初这个词呢，它是没有定冠词的，说它不是指的一个绝对的起初，它是指的是创造之前的一段时间。
The term in the beginning does not have a definite article, which does not indicate an absolute beginning, but a period before God's act of creation.
我们知道神是不受时间限制的。
We know God is not defined by time.
神这个词呢，在希伯来文里面是一个复数名词。
The word God in Hebrew is a plural noun.
对，它是一个复数的阳性名词。但是它的意义呢是个单数名词，它的意义是单数名词。
It's a plural, a masculine noun, but carries a singular meaning.
对犹太人呢，喜欢用这个复数的神呢，来表示神的那个伟大和威严。
The plural form is used by Jewish people to emphasize the greatness and majesty of God.
当然，也有学者认为呢，这里这个复数神呢，指的是创造天地万物的这个三一真神。
Some scholars suggest that the plural form hints at the triune nature of the one true God who created the heavens and earth.
当我们看这个动词创造的时候呢，摩西使用了这个创造呢，这是一个单数的动词。
When we look at the verb create, Moses used it as a singular.
当这个动词出现的时候呢，它的主语都是指的神。
So when created this verb and emerged, the subject of this verb is always refers to God.
所以这告诉我们，只有神能够创造，别人是不能创造的。
Because it tells us only God can create, other people cannot.
说我们是不是在我们今天读的这个经文里面呢？这个创造这个词呢，出现了三次。
So in the passage we just read.The verb creates appeared three times.
那除了一节之外，另外在二十一节、二十七节、二章的三节都出现了这个动词。
So in the verse 1, verse 21, and verse 27, and chapter 2, verse 3.
说在我们读的这个经文当中呢，其他的那个创造呢，它都是用了另外一个动词，就是 made 或者 make。
While other Hebrew verbs.Describe created also can be translated as made or formed.
在希伯来的文化里边呢，他们习惯用天和地来表示整个的宇宙万物。
The Hebrew culture uses the term heavens and earth to represent the entirety of the universe.
说在启示录里边，这个新天新地，这个天地也是指的耶稣来了之后的那个新的那个宇宙万物。
In the book of Revelation, the concept of a new heaven and a new earth similarly signifies the entirety of the universe after the return of Jesus.
说在那个时候呢，天地是合一的。
So by then, there is a unity between earth and heaven.
圣经没有告诉我们这个宇宙万物是被详细创造的过程。
The Bible does not provide detailed process of how universe was created.
那重点是让世人知道是谁创造了这个宇宙万物。
But its emphasis is on revealing the creator of the universe.
显然对摩西来说，谁创造宇宙万物，比这个宇宙万物是怎么创造出来的更重要。
Knowing who created the universe is presented as more crucial than understanding the intricate details of its formation.
说现在科学家花了很多的时间研究宇宙的起源，研究人的起源，研究生物的进化，但是呢，都没有关注那位创造宇宙万物的神，这是非常可惜的一件事。
Well, many scientists invest considerable time studying the origins of universe.Human beings and an evolution of life, there is often a lack of attention to the God who created the entire universe, which is a pity.
说在一章二节就说，说地是空虚混沌，原面黑暗。
So chapter 1 verse 2 states, now the earth was formless and empty.
说这个地就指的我们居住的这个地方，这个空虚呢，你们看英文的时候呢，它指的是缺乏或无有。混沌呢，指的是混乱无形。
So now, the term earth refers to the habitable place, and darkness over the surface of deep earth is means like formless and lack of existence.
说圣经在启示我们神的创造是从这个空虚混沌。圆面黑暗的地球开始的。
So the Bible reveals that God's creation begins with its formless and emptiness.
在神说话创造之前，这个地球就像那个沙漠一样荒凉，无人居住，没有目的，没有方向。
So before God created the universe, this this world looks like a desolate desert, barren and purposeless, and without direction.
说神的创造使这个空虚混沌的地球变得井井有条，多姿多彩。
God's creative act transformed his formless and empty earth into a well-ordered and colorful creation.
所以我们的神是一个创造的神，也是一个从空虚当中，从空虚混沌中创造的神。
Therefore, God is not only the God of creation, but also the God who creates from formless and emptiness.
这个源面指的就是海或者水。
The surface of deep refers to the sea or water.
神起初创造这个地球是被一个大水圈给包围的。
The earth God initially created was surrounded by vast waters.
在中东的创世故事里边，这个海或者水是象征着一种邪恶的势力或者动乱。
In Middle Eastern creation stories, the sea and water often symbolize evil forces and chaos.
比方说在前言当中我们提到的那个巴比伦的女神提阿玛，她是海的化身。
As I mentioned earlier, the Babylonian goddess Tiamat embodies the sea.
说马尔杜克神需要首先对付这个海神，这个邪恶的势力，他才能够作王，才能创造天地。
She representing chaotic forces, Marduk had to confront and overcome this evil force to establish his kingship and create the heavens and earth.
同样的是迦南的巴利，他也需要对付海神之后，他才能够做王。
Similarly, in the Canaanite tradition, Baal needed to contend with the sea god to establish his kingship.
可是圣经告诉我们，在这个渊面黑暗的情况下，神的灵它可以自由地运行在这个水面上。
We see that in a situation of darkness over the surface of deep, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
神的灵不受这个黑暗限制或者辖制。
God's Spirit is not influenced or constrained by the darkness.
所以我们的神是一个超越冲突、超越黑暗、超越空虚、超越混沌的一个神。
So our God is able to transcend conflicts, darkness, emptiness, and chaos.
圣经一起初，神创造天地，向世人宣告，基督教的神是一个创造的神，是一个超越黑暗的神。
So we can also declare to God, at very beginning, our God is creating the humanity who can transcend conflicts, darkness, and chaos.
说万有都是神创造的，神是万有的主人。
So everything is created by God, who is the Lord of all.
说是世人敬拜的对象。
Is the one to be worshipped by all people.
然而世人无知，不是敬拜造物主，而是敬拜受造物。
However, due to people's ignorance, they often worship the created rather than the creator.
以色列人在埃及生活了有400年，跟埃及人一样拜各样的假神。
The Israelites lived in Egypt for over 400 years, worshiping various false gods.
神为了让以色列人离开埃及，他用了十灾对付埃及法老，就是击打埃及人所相信的神明。
To lead the Israelites out of Egypt, God used 10 plagues against the Egyptian Pharaoh, targeting the gods worshipped by the Egyptians.
说就是让法老和埃及人明白到底谁是真神，谁是假神。
So this was to make the Pharaoh realize who the true God is.
摩西知道以色列人进入迦南地之后，会跟着迦南人一起来敬拜迦南地的假神偶像。
Moses understood that once the Israelites enter the land of Canaan, they might follow the Canaanites in worshiping the false gods and idols of that land.
所以他写了创世纪，就让他们知道造物主和受造物的区别，真神与假神的区别。
Therefore, it was essential to help them distinguish between the creator and the created, the true God and the false gods.
那如果我们知道宇宙万物是神创造的，我们就不会去拜那些假神偶像。
If we understand the universe and all things within it are created by God, we will not worship those false gods.
所以说想一想我小的时候跟着我爷爷奶奶呢就是烧香拜佛挺可笑的。
Now reflecting on the times where we used to burn incense and worship idols with my grandparents may seem amusing now.
因为唯有创造宇宙万物的神他才有能力来保护你。
Only the God who created the universe has the power to protect us.
说后来我来到美国后就信主然后回家向我奶奶传福音。
After I came to the United States and embraced Christ, I went back to share the gospel with my grandmother.
So, 2007年呢，我奶奶就信主后，就把家里边拜的那些神像、烧香的那些罐子就给清理出去了。感谢主。
In 2007, she also became a believer and removed all the idols and incense burners from her home, thanks to be the Lord.
那我们的神呢，是一个用他的主权来创造世界。
Our God created this world in His power.
神的创造是精心设计，是有秩序、有条理、有目的的。
God's creation is carefully designed with order, organization, and purpose.
神用六天的时间创造了宇宙万物。
God created the universe and all things in six days.
这个六天呢，可以分创造的前三日和创造的后三日。
It can be divided. Into first 3 days and last 3 days of creation.
前三日创造了居住的范围，后三日添加了居住者。
In the first 3 days of focused on creating the realms of habitation, and the last 3 days centered on creating inhabitants.
前三天神用分开和聚集的方式解决地球黑暗混沌的问题，使世界变得有秩序。
In the first 3 days, God addressed the darkness and chaos of the earth through the separation and gathering, bringing the order to the world.
说第一天神造光，把光和暗给分开。
On the first day, God created light, separating from darkness.
那第二天神造空气，把包围地球的水分成天上的水和地上的水。
On the second day, God created the air, dividing the water, enveloping the earth into the water above and the water below.
那第三天，神把地上的水聚到一起，分成了海和陆地，让植物长出来。
On the third day, God gathered the water on the earth, forming seas and land, and allowing vegetation to grow.
说后三天，神用加添的方式解决空虚的问题，使世界有生物。
In the latter 3 days, God addressed the emptiness by adding life to the world.
在第四天的时候，神造了光体，就是太阳、月亮，和众星，把它摆在天空。
On the fourth day, God created celestial bodies and stars, placing them in space.
那第五天，神造了鸟类，飞翔在空中，造了鱼类，游在海里。
On the fifth day, God created birds to fly in the sky and fish to swim in the sea.
那第六天，神在陆地上就造了动物和人。
On the sixth day, God created animals and humans on the land.
那首先我们看到神的主权在于神说有就有。
So we can see God's sovereignty is manifested in His command.
在第三节，他说神说要有光，就有了光。
In verse 3,chapter 1, and God said, Let there be light, and there is light.
在六节到七节，神说，诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。神就造出空气，将空气以下的水和空气以上的水分开了，说事就这样成了。
In chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, God said, Let there be an expanse in the midst of waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made an expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And so it was.
在第九节，神说天下的水要聚在一处，使旱地露出来。说事就这样成了。
In chapter 1:9, God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one space, and let the dry land appear. And so was it.
就在十一节，神就说：“地要发生青草和结种子的菜蔬，并结果子的树木，各从其类， 果子都包着核，说是就这样成了。
And chapter 1:11, God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which, is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth."
在十四节到十五节，神说天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令、日子、年岁，并要发光在天空，普照在地上，是就这样成了。
Now chapter 1, verse 40 to 15, and God said, "Let there be light in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. Let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And so it was.
So, 在二十四节，神说，地要生出活物来，各从其类，牲畜、昆虫、野兽，各从其类。是就这样成了。
In chapter 1:24, and God said, "Let the earth breathe forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of earth according to their kinds." And so it was.
在二十九节到三十节，神说：“看哪，我要将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所有结合的果子，全赐给你们做食物。”等等。圣经说神就这样成了。
So chapter 1:29, God says, "See, I give you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seeds, to you it shall be for food."
神的主权就在于神，他给受造物起名。
God's sovereignty is demonstrated in naming the created things.
你们注意称这个字，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，称空气为天，称旱地为地，积水的地方，称积水的巨处为海。
So for instance, you can pay attention to name. God named light a day, darkness night. He called the expanse as heaven.And the dry land as earth, and gathering the water and waters as a sea.
神的主权在于给予受造物相应的功能。
So God's sovereignty is evident in assigning specific functions to the creating beings.
例如，神造两个光体，在天上，它可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令、日子、年岁，并有发光在天空，普照在地上。
So God created two lights in the sky, referring to the sun and the moon, to separate the day from the night and be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years, and to give light upon the earth.
那神造人，使人管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
God created humans to manage the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, and the livestock, and all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
神造菜蔬和果子是给人做食物。
God created vegetation and fruits for human beings.
神造青草给走兽和飞鸟做食物。
God created green plants as food for animals and birds.
神不仅是一个有主权的神，而且神呢是一个赐福的神。
So God is not only having the sovereignty, but He also has blessings.
赐福这个词在圣经里面首次出现在创世纪一章二十二节。
The term blessing first appears in verse 22.
在今天我们读的经文当中，它出现了三次。
So the blessing appears three times in the verses that we read today.
当神造了水中的大鱼和动物以及空中的飞鸟之后，神就赐福着一些说要滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。
After creating the sea creatures and birds of the air, God blesses them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth."
当神造了男人女人之后，神就赐福给他们，对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，要治理这地。”
After creating man and woman, God blessed them and says, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and manage the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and every living things that moves on the earth.
所以你们就注意到神的赐福和生养众多是总是连到一起的。
We can observe that God's blessings is deeply connected with
对，没事，就是我们看多看几节经文，比方说在创世纪的24章的35节，亚伯拉罕的老仆人对拉班说说耶和华大大的赐福给我主人，使他昌大，又赐给他羊群、牛群、金银、仆婢、骆驼和驴。
Oh, so just now I forgot one word. It says the blessing is deeply connected to the bearing many offsprings. Okay. Okay, so in Genesis 21, it says 24:35, Abraham's senior servant said to Laban, the Lord has greatly blessed blessed my master, and he has become great. He has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and male servants and female servants, camels and donkeys.
比方说在创世纪26章的12节到13节，以撒住的那个地方叫基拉尔，他在那里耕种。他说那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他，他就长大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
In Genesis 26, verse 12 to 13, it is mentioned that Isaac sowed in Gerar, and in that year he reaped 100-fold. The Lord blessed him, and he became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy.
So, 在创世纪的三十章的三十节，这里讲到了雅各对他的舅舅拉班说：“他说我未来之先，你所有的很少，现今却发大众多。耶和华随我的脚步来赐福给你。”
In Genesis 30:30, Jacob says to his uncle Laban.The little you have before I came has increased greatly, and the Lord has blessed you whenever I have been.
那这个赐福这个词呢，也出现在创世纪的2章3节，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, God also said he blessed his creation.
说圣日是神分别出来属于神的一天。神要求以色列人要纪念他的安息，守安息日。
Sanctified the seventh day as a holy day. The Sabbath is the day set apart from by God.
说当以色列人把这个休息日第七日献给神的时候，他们就会蒙神的赐福，从神得到更多。
So when Israelites were able to dedicate Sabbath, they could receive more blessing.
比方说在已结束的20章12节，神就说，他说我将我的安息日赐给你们，好在我和你们中间作为一个证据。
So in Ezekiel 20:12, the Lord says, Moreover, I give them my Sabbath as a sign between me and them.
然而以色列人常常不遵守安息日，受到神的责备。
So, however, the Israelites often failed to observe the Sabbath.
在耶利米书17章有一段经文警告以色列人要遵守安息日。
In Jeremiah 17, there is a passage that warns the Israelites to observe the Sabbath.
耶和华对耶利米先知说，他说你去站在平民的门口，就是犹大君王出入的门。又站在耶路撒冷的各门口，对他们说：“你们这犹大君王和犹大众人，并耶路撒冷的一切居民，凡从这门进入的，都当听耶和华的话。耶和华如此说：你们要谨慎，不要在安息日担什么担子进入耶路撒冷的各门，也不要在安息日从家中担出担子去，无论何工都不可做，只要以安息日为圣日。”征路我吩咐你们列祖的，他们却不听从，不侧耳听，仅应着镜像不听，不受教训。
So the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and stand in the gate of sons of people, by which the kings of Judah came in and go out, and in all gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, Hear the word of the Lord, King of Judah and all of all Judah, all the inhabitants of Israel, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who came into through these gates. Thus saying the Lord, take care of the sake of your lives, and do not carry a burden on the Sabbath day, or bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Do not carry a burden of your house on the Sabbath, or do any work, but keep the Sabbath day holy, as I command you as your father. Yet they did not listen and incline their ear, but stiffened their neck, and they might not hear and receive instruction.
好，我们下面这个经文呢，我们可以一起来读。耶利米书的十七章的24节到27节，我们一起来。耶和华说：你们若留意听从我，在安息日不担什么担子进入这城的各门，只以安息日为圣日，在那日无论何工都不做。那时就有做大卫宝座的君王和首领，他们与犹大人并耶路撒冷的居民，或坐车或骑马进入这城的各门，而且这城必存到永远，必有人从犹大城邑和耶路撒冷四围的各处，从便雅悯地、高原、山地并南地而来，都带了燔祭、平安祭、素祭和乳香并感谢祭，到耶和华的殿去。你们若不听从我，不以安息日为圣日，仍在安息日担担子进入耶路撒冷的各门，我必在各门中点火，使这火也烧毁耶路撒冷的圣殿，不能熄灭。这个就不用翻了哈。说当以色列人被掳到巴比伦之后，他们就吸取了教训，在外邦之地建会堂，在安息日聚会。
After the Israelites were exiled to Babylon, they learned their lesson, and in foreign lands established synagogues where they gathered all the Sabbath.
说今天以色列人在世界各地有很多，是因为守安息日保留了这个民族，保护了这个民族。
In fact, the observation of Sabbath played a crucial role in preserving the identity of Israelites.
说今天我们在星期天纪念主的复活，我们应当把这个主日献给神。
Today Christians gather together to remember His resurrection, to dedicate the Sabbath.
说当我们这么做的时候，我们也会蒙神赐福。
When we do so, we will also receive blessings from Him.
很多弟兄姊妹不明白把主日献给神的重要性，不参加主日崇拜，一直失去了很多从神来的祝福。
Many brothers and sisters might not understand the importance of dedicating the Lord's Day to God, neglecting Sunday worship, therefore they miss out many blessings from God.
那什么神创造的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose of God's creation?
当神完成每一项的创造之后，每一天的创造之后，圣经上说神看着是好的。
After God completed His creation on each day, the Bible states that God saw that it was good.
说当神完成了六天的创造之后，圣经说神看着一切所造的都甚好。
When God finished the 6 days of creation, the Bible declares God saw all that He made; it was good.
神造的这个宇宙万物是非常的完美无缺的。
The universe and all things created by God were perfect and without any flaws.
在创世纪二章一节到三节说。天地万物都造齐了，到第七日，神造物的功已经完毕，就在这第七日歇了他一切的功，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, it says, Thus the heavens and earth were completed in all their vast array.But on the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. This message emphasizes, yeah.
说第七日安息是神创造的一个高峰。
The So this emphasizes that God creates, completed His creation.
神创造的终极目的不是为了人，而是为了他自己，为了他的安息。
So the ultimate purpose of God's creation is not for people, but for His rest.
说神说天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。说神无处不在，充满整个宇宙。
So heaven, God says heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool, indicating that God is omnipresent, fulfilling the entire universe.
说你无论在什么地方，你都会遇到神。
Therefore.No matter where you are, you will encounter God.
说宇宙的中心是神，不是我们人类。
So the center of the universe is God, not us as humans.
从字义上来看，安息就是停止。
From the surface of the perspective, the rest means to stop.
神的安息指神停止了他创造的工，不再有创造。
God's rest refers to God, God's easing.From all his creative work.
但是我们知道神是没法休息的，神创造宇宙万物以后，神必须护理他创造的这个宇宙万物。
We know that God have no way to rest because he has to maintain his creatures.
是让这个创造的这个宇宙万物按照他设定的规律去运行。
As he tried to make sure all creatures could function as he planned.
特别是当人犯罪之后，人与神的关系，人与人的关系，人与自然的关系都扭曲了，宇宙被污染了，给神添了很大的麻烦。
Especially after people sinned against God, relationship between people and God, people and with each other, people and nature become distorted. And
说神的工作是无法停下来的。
Therefore, God's work cannot be stopped.
神对宇宙万物的护理和对人类的救赎一直在进行着。
God continues to care for the universe and engage in the redemption of humanity.
所以说神的安息不是指神什么也不做了，而是神欣赏他的创造，享受他的创造给他带来的那个荣耀。
Therefore, God's rest does not mean that God's ease to do anything. Rather, it signifies God appreciating His creation and enjoying the glory that His creation brings to Him.
说诗人说，诸天创诉说神上帝的荣耀，苍穹传扬他手的作为。
So in Psalm, we can read, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of His hands.
说神让人纪念他的安息，休安息日，目的在于让人享受神的安息和同在。
So God wants people to dedicate Sabbath. The purpose of doing it is to enjoy His rest.
那这段经文是非常的重要的。那么我们可以讲几点应用的方面。
So we know like all these verses are very important. We can see how we could apply into our lives.
第一个，神是一个独一的真神，是创造天地万物的神，是与我们有关系的神，是我们敬拜的对象。
So we can see that God is the one and only God, the creator of heavens and earth, a God who is in a relationship with us and is the one we should worship.
说若有什么东西今天成了我们的偶像，取代了神在我们心中的地位，我们就应该放弃它。
If anything has become idol, replacing God's place in our hearts, we should abandon it.
说神是用他的话来创造万物，我们应当对神的话要很认真。
God creating the heavens and earth, He spoken the word, and we should consider God's word as a foundation of our lives.
所以我们活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里说出的一切话。
Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
神他是一个治理空虚、治理混沌、治理幽暗，甚至有主权的一个神，所以我们要顺服他。
So God governs emptiness, chaos, darkness. God has sovereignty, so we should submit to God.
所以我们应该把我们让神在我们生命中掌权，把一切的难处交给神，让神来掌管，他是我们的盼望。
We should allow Him to rule in our lives, entrust Him.All our difficulties to God, because He is our hope.
神创造的一切都是美好的，我们应当 经常的来赞美神的大能大德，欣赏神的创造的万物，保护这个大自然。
Everything God created is beautiful, and we should praise God's greatness and goodness, appreciate all that God has created, and take care of the environment.
我们人是有神的形象，有神赐的权柄来管理动物，说在神的眼中，人是尊贵的，是有价值的。
Man is created in the image of God and has been given the authority to manage animals. In God's eyes, humans are precious and valuable.
所以我们当以神的眼光看自己为美。
We should view ourselves with God's perspective, seeing ourselves as beautiful.
那接纳自己，欣赏别人。
Accepting who we are and appreciate others.
说人不是神创造的目的，安息才是。
Man is not the purpose of God's creation. Rest is.
说神为人预备了生活的环境，赐福于人，但是我们不能够以自我为中心，而是以神为中心。
God has prepared the environment for human life, blessed mankind, but we should not be self-centered. Instead, we should center our lives on God.
好，我今天讲到就到这个地方。下个次讲到呢，我要讲神造人的目的。
So next time.We are going to talk about the purpose of God's creation.
好，我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们满心的谢谢你，谢谢你能够把创世纪一章一节到二章三节这段经文，摆在我们的面前。这段经文当中有很多可以分享的，但是因为时间的限制，那我们分享的内容也有限。主啊，真的求你的灵就在我们的心里面来做工，让我们更清楚的，更多的来明白你的话语，成为我们生命中的帮助。我们谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
已经讲完了，现在我们首先分享。